My dear viewers, though the apparent precondition of fast is to abstain from deliberately eating, drinking, and intercourse, there are also some manners of fasting which we must get to know so that we can succeed in acquiring all the blessings of fasting, especially fasting in the month of Ramadan. There are 3 degrees of fasting. Number 1, the fast of common people. Number 2, the fast of the pious. Number 3, the fast of the ascetic. The literal meaning of fast is to abstain, while by Sharia it implies to abstain from deliberately eating, drinking, and intercourse from dawn, Subah Sadiq, to sunset. This is called the fast of the common people. In addition to abstaining from eating, drinking, and intercourse, avoiding all types of evils is the fast of the pious people. To refrain from all the worldly activities and devote oneself completely to the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal is the fast of the ascetic. Dear Islam brothers, in addition to abstaining from eating and drinking, we must also prevent all of our body parts from sins. Sayyiduna Data Ganj Baksh Ali Hajwari Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh has said, in actual fact, fast implies abstinence, which has many conditions, such as preventing the stomach from eating and drinking, preventing the eyes from seeing someone lustfully, preventing the tongue from useless and inflammatory talking, preventing the body from disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal in any way, and so on. One can be called a true fasting person only when he fulfills all the aforementioned conditions. Unfortunately, most of our Islamic brothers and sisters do not follow the manners of fasting at all. They feel proud of remaining thirsty and hungry. Despite fasting, they commit a lot of such acts which are forbidden by Sharia. Even though such a fast will be considered valid, but one will not be able to derive spiritual peace and pleasure from such a fast. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability that we fast in accordance to the rulings of Sharia. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Barak wa sallam.